This week we started the Gemara on Daf Gimel and Day, so the Gemara quotes the machlokes between Rav Yoshi and Rav Yonason, machlokes Hatanoim. What is the mocker for the din in the first line of the Mishnah? The din imam is Bishlosh. How do you know from the Chumash that you need a bezin of three smuchim to be done a case of Zeila Sahabot? So the Gemara says that the word of a king, Rosh Hashanah, appears three times in Parshas Mishpatim, and we add up the three times that it appears. So the king, the king, the king. So that indicates that there's no three. David Rav Yoshi. Rav Yoshi disagrees and he says, no, you can't count the first. Week we started the Gemara on Daf Gimel and Day, so the Gemara quotes the machlokes between Rav Yoshi and Rav Yonason, machlokes Hatanoim. What is the mocker for the din in the first line of the Mishnah? The din imam is Bishlosh. How do you know from the Chumash that you need a bezin of three smuchim to be done a case of Zeila Sahabot? So the Gemara says that the word of a king, Rosh Hashanah, appears three times in Parshas Mishpatim, and we add up the three times that it appears. So the king, the king, the king. So that indicates that there's no three. David Rav Yoshi. Rav Yonason disagrees and he says, no, you can't count the first time because then there's some chilus. Explain why last week. So you can't begin to count until the second time. So it says two elokims that are miyutar, so that shows that we need two dayanim smuchim. We have a klal and there's a shakul. We learn that from a pasuk, again, there's a shakul. You're not allowed to establish a bezin that has an even number of dayanim because you won't be able to break the tie in case there'll be an even vote. So the man at that time know that you need three. So the Gemara asked Akasha, so why did the first Tana of Yoshia require Sukim three times of a king to indicate that you need three dayanim smuchim? Doesn't he also agree that there's a din of Ben Gazim Shabbat? So Hakotet, Zimtas, Acharam, Hatas, Asedu Chabez, Naitet. So the Gemara says, Sabla Kerajut, Rav Yoshia holds like a Tana of Yud in the Mishnah. It was a machlokes Hatanoim and the first daf based on Rav Yehuda's big Mishnah in Sanhedrin. How many members are there of the Sanhedrin Gdol? So Rav Yehuda's opinion is 70. That's for Lishim Mish. Asher Adai, for Kehem Zikni Hamashot, was 70. And the Hacham say, no, there were 71. Tosfos points out Rav Yehuda also agrees that there were 71 Hachamim in the Bezna Gdol, because there is a Gemara, Tosfos Diba Maska Rav Yehuda. And that Gimel of the days, quote, there is a Gemara in Sukkot, where the Gemara said that Talmai HaMelech insisted that he wanted the Sanhedrin to translate the Tanakh for him. And he wanted to make sure that they translated properly. He didn't want them to misrepresent it. He didn't allow them all to be in the same room. He insisted each one should be in a different room. And each one wrote his own translation. And then in 10 different places, they each one on his own decided that it's not good to translate literally, so they gave a slightly not literal translation. It turned out there was like a Nes Min HaShemayim, that all 71 Chachamim translated 10 different places slightly differently from the literal translation, in order not to be misleading for Talmud HaMelech. That it was a Nes Min HaShemayim, all 71 were Chachamim. So the Gemara in Sukkah tells part of that story. So it says, there were Ayin Aleph Katatroi Shazov, Keneged Ayin Aleph Zekenu Shal Sanhedrin Gdol. That there were 71. There were 71 Chachamim who did that translation. Why would the 71 should be a machlokes of Yudin HaChachamim? And there it's Rav Yehuda speaking, Tosfos says. There it's Rav Yehuda speaking, the same time Rav Yehuda says that there were 71 Katajuas Keneged, the 71 members of the Sanhedrin. And here Rav Yehuda says there are only 70. So Tosfos says no. It says, Esvili Shivmish Asher Adai Tekehem Zikne Ham V'Shoitrov. You have to have 70 Chachamim added on to Moshe Rabbeinu. The question is Moshe Rabbeinu a member of the Sanhedrin Gedolah? So the Sanhedrin Gedolah consists of 71 Rabbanim, Moshe Rabbeinu being the chief rabbi, or should you say no? Sanhedrin Gedolah, Lachud, 70 Chachamim. And Moshe Rabbeinu was the Memunah, which is a different position, which is a different spot. He's a Muflash of the Bezin, who is Eino Min HaChesh, not part of the Minyan. But everybody agrees that there are 71. Machlokes Tanoim is whether all 71 are members of the Sanhedrin, or only 70 are members, and the one is on the side, he's called the Muflash of the Sanhedrin. And there is, I'll peek in, there is a category of a Muflash of the Sanhedrin, the Mishnah, the Gemara has in the beginning of Harius. Let's say if the Bezna Gadol gave a Psak, Bezna Gadol Paskin, that a certain kind of Chelav is Mutter, a certain kind of Dam is Mutter, if the Bez Nagodl Paskins Mutter is Mutter, so everybody eats the Chalim and everybody eats the Dam, why not? If you're allowed to. Yochanan Novi is both. So after they all eat, then they find out that the Bez Nagodl changed their minds. Every year goes by, Bez Nagodl says, we made a mistake, we changed our minds, we advertise in the newspapers, you're not allowed to eat that Chalim, not allowed to eat that Dam. But it turned out that the Reb HaTzibur violated an Issa Sheyesh Bo Koreis B'Shegeg. So would you require that each and every individual person should bring a Korban Chatos? Koshas Dono Koreis Sheyegos HaChatos. So the Pasuk in Vayikra, Parshas Vayikra says no, you don't require that every individual person who ate Chalim Adam has to bring a Chatos. Bez Nagodl brings one Tarhan and Dovashal Tzibur and all of the Yechidim HaMuskam. So the Gemara says that only applies if the stock of the Bez Nagodl was a unanimous vote. If there was a split, then the special din doesn't apply. And number two, the din only applies if they consulted the muflish of the Bez before they gave the psak. If the Bez Nagodl passed him without consulting lohoy or muflish of Bez and Shama, then the din of Parham Davishal Tziva doesn't apply. So you see that there was such a category of a muflish of the Bez. It sounds from the Mishnah in Hori is that it's somebody other than the members of the Bez. It sounds like Rebutin, that the Bez Nagodl is lachud and the muflish of Bez is another person. You have to add that all the members of the Bezin should be there and they should all vote unanimously Lehetera in error, they should all make the same stock in error, and that they had already consulted the Muflish of the Bezin, he also made the mistake. But if they didn't consult the Muflish of the Bezin, that's not legitimate, that's not a bona fide stock. So that's what Tezin and the Rebbe also agrees, that it's Esfeli Shivimish, the 70 Zekeni with Moshe Rabbeinu, 70 plus 1, everybody's masking the 71. Machloekes Satanayim is, whether all 71 were members of the Bezin, or 70 were the members of the Bezin HaGadol, and Moshe Rabbeinu was a separate position. So again, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Yoshua obviously thinks that there's nothing wrong with having an even number of Bezin. He says, if it would have only said Elohim twice, he would have said you only need a Bezin of two. Because it says Elohim three times, that's how I know that you need three smuchim. If it only says twice, you would only need two. In other words, he can visualize, Rabbi Yoshua can visualize a bezin shuffle, and even on the bezin. So the Gemara says, but what happened to the pasuk? So the Gemara says, something like a rebuti, holds like a rebuti, that the bezin Nagodl was shivim. So obviously you see a pasuk in the Chumash that contradicts your drasha. You have no right to make such a drasha. Lintas acharach mahatas hatera ma'aseilach ha-bezinayt. The drasha is obviously false. It's not correct, because you have a whole parsha and institution of bezin Nagodl. So the Gemara says, no, that's not correct. Aim and the Shamas later Rabbi Yudah and Hedrik Dodah the Chassidi Kroi Tainet the Gemara. The only place that you see Rabbi Yudah holds that there's no requirement for Bez Noite is only the Bez Nagodl. Avo the Gemara says of the Shai Beit Dinen, but in any other Bez Ni Shamas lay it's not so. Rabbi Yudah would never say it in another Bez. Vichitay Maloi Shno, I maybe you'll tell me that there's no difference. That from Bez Nagodl I should learn out to all but the deep in the Rabbi Yudah she says he never needed Bez Noite. That's not true. There is a machlekes satanayim regarding smicha zekenim, and what is smicha zekenim? The samchu. The samchu is taka on the parhal and davshal tzipo. Smicha zekenim. There are two dinim of smicha zekenim. Smicha zekenim. Smicha means when you want to confer smicha on somebody, to give him smicha, should be considered a rov who can pass from dinei knosses. So that's one din that you need to bezin on shloisha. Then there's another din of smicha zekenim. Normally, when a yochid brings a carbon, so the Chumash requires, by most Kabbalah, the Chumash requires for Samach as Yodah Baal Rosh Apar. He has to do smicha b'shtei Yodah b'chol koicha. He has to lean with both hands and he has to lean his whole weight of his whole body on the animal. Special din in smicha. The smicha can only be done by the Baal HaKorban. It cannot be done by somebody other than the Baal HaKorban. So the Mele, the Mishnah says in the end of Zvachim that Karbonis Tzibur rarely have smicha. What are you going to get? The whole Klal Yisrael is going to lean on the animal. It's not shayach to have smicha. If the carbon is the carbon of Klal Yisrael, a carbon tzibur, that's not shayach to have smicha. Mishnah lists off, there are two or three exceptions to the rule where there is a carbon hatzibur, and there is a din of smicha. One of them is the parhar and davashal tzibur, that's considered a carbon tzibur. And if it's something zikne away, you see them, arosh hafar, you have smicha as a king. This is the you need a bezin, either three or five, that's machlekes of Yerub Shimon. How you read the psukim? How much of a bezin do you need to represent the tzibur? And then you have a few other exceptions to the rule. The Sar Lashem also has a smicha. The Kohen Gadol does smicha on Yom Kippurim, and the Sar Lashem, that's also a chiddush, that you have smicha on a carpenter. That's an exception to the rule. Under normal circumstances, the Mishnah says Korbanos Tzibur don't have smicha because it doesn't make sense. Smicha can only be done by the balakarban. Balakarban is the tzibur. So what should I have to have? The whole tzibur is not going to do smicha. So there are a few exceptions to the rule. We do have smicha. So the Gemara works out the psukim. It really says in the pasuk that you need either two dayanim, two members of the Beis Hamikdash, or four members of the Beis Hamikdash to do the smicha on the part of the Rosh Hashanah. So where did the two tanoim come up with the number three or five? Based on the psukim, it should either be two or four. So the Gemara says both are abused. Arab Shimon subscribe to the principle of a Beis Shakol, and the people who are doing the smicha are considered a Beis. That's a chiddush. The people who are doing the smicha as representing the tzibur and this part of the tzibur, they constitute a bezin to represent the tzibur. So because they constitute a bezin, therefore we apply the klal of the ein bezin shakur, that you're not permitted to have an even number bezin, it has to have an odd number of dayanim in it. So the Gemara proves the favorite, the Rav Yudah also agrees with Rav Shimon that there's a klal of Ein Bezin Shofel, and every Bezin in the world, Rav Yudah is masking that you say Ein Bezin Shofel. The one exception to the rule is only the Bezin HaGadol, the Tzidi Kroy. We explained last week because the main role of the Bezin HaGadol is not really so much to take a vote on cases. It's like a koilo. They're supposed to sit and learn and preserve the Masor and transmit the Masor to the next generation. So there's nothing wrong with having other rabbis. It's better to have an even number. They learn the Chavrusa with each other. So that's Rav Yudah holds the only exception to the rule is the Bezin HaGadol. But this Tana Rav Yoishio, the Gemara says, is a greater chiddush. So the Gemara, the Rav Yoishio are deeper with Rav Yudah. Rav Yoishio is even more extreme than Rav Yudah. Rav Yudah is having Dogu Hudalai Slay. Rav Yudah only by Bezin HaGadol holds that you don't require a Bezin Noitim. You can have an even number. You have to have an even number of seven. Oh, the Shar Beidina Islay, but in all other Batidinim in the world, Rav Yudah is masking that you need a Bezin Noitim, an odd number. And Rav Yoshi, after the Shar Beidina Nami Laislay, he doesn't offer the din of Bezin Noitim at all. Break him up, what about the Pasik? There is a Pasik, you don't dash in anything. So the Gemara says, no. He's masking a Dina Nefashis, Mukim of a Dina Nefashis. In the case of Dina Nefashis, he's masking that you need a Bezin Noitim, that you don't allow a Bezin Shotim. The Rashi explains why Manishtana, why should it be different? Dinin Nefashis from Dinin Mamanis? Or Dinin Nefashis for that matter from Smicha Zekanim? Everything, all other Batidinim, Rabbi Yoshia seems like he holds, he can have an even number of Bezin. Only in Dinin Nefashis you have to have an odd number of Bezin. Why is that? So Rashi explains, and Taisus also seems to be assuming like Rashi, that we have a Pasuk Vihitzilu Ho'edam in Masei. It talks about a retzeach, the maize of the retzeach, the shoyei. So it says, the shavta ho'edah v'hitzilu ho'edah. So the Gemara takes that phrase, v'hitzilu ho'edah, to imply that there's a mitzvah hatzolah. You have to try to be mahatav the schusai of the nidon, of the person whom we're discussing, whether it's chayv misana. So that's what we discussed, I think, last week or 2 weeks ago. The Mishnah starts the fourth parak, Lamed Beis Amud Aleph. Mishnah says that Mamanis and Nefashis have one din in common, because you have a pasuk Mishpat Echad Yalachem, Mishpat Hashava Lekulchem. The din is supposed to be the same, Mamanis and Nefashis. And since by Nefashis the Torah requires seven Rishis V'Chakiris, when Adam comes to testify, so you can't just say that Reuben Harag Shimon. You got to ask him, when did it happen and where did it happen, and all the details were there. The week was it, which month, what day of the month, what year, and so on. You have to ask all the details about Rishva Hakira. So even though there is no such pasuk by Dini Mamanis, we say, Ech Dini Mamanis, Ech Dini Nefashis, Min HaTorah requires Rishva Hakira, Shenema, Nishpatecha Diyelachem. And with the Rabbanu they did away, that we had. With the Rabbanu they did away with the requirement of Rishva Hakira. However, you shouldn't think that all halachas are the same. All the dinim are mamanis and nefashis are the same. So the Mishnah says there are ten chilukim. Not being dinim, mamanis, dinim, nefashis. What are the differences? So the Mishnah lists off the chilukim and the Gemara adds it up. Asara chilukim. Rashi and Chumash refers to it. Asara chilukim, the mamanis and nefashis. So one of the chilukim between mamanis and nefashis said that in mamanis the bezin can consist of three, and nefashis the bezin consists of 23. That has nothing to do with the hitzilu ho'edah. That's not because you have the schusa. That's a pasuk that nefashis is more serious. They need a bezin of 23. But the other nine differences between mamanis and nefashis, that's based on hatzalah. That poskim the schus, that if nigmar dino lechiyuv, machzirun the schus, ein machzirun lechayv, if bezin gave a psak that is chayv misa, then they think they may have made a mistake. So if they said chayiv, they want to reverse it to pater, that we would allow. If they said pater by mistake, they want to reverse it to say chayiv, we wouldn't allow. Echad min ha-talmidim shebo l'lamed chus, we listen to him. Echad shebo l'lamed l'lamed chayiv, we wouldn't listen to him. Vaham alamed chus ein ha-choyzim alamed chayiv, am alamed chayiv ein ha-choyzim alamed chus. All of the areas dinim, they're all based on hatzolah, v'hitzilu ho-edim. And the Gemara has, regarding these asara chilukim, the Gemara says that where is the Gemara? On the top of Lamed Vav on the base, on the third line, Amar Rabbi Abohu. Asara dvarim yesh ben dini l'mamanis l'dim nefashis. There are 10 differences between mamanis and nefashis. The one is that mamanis is a bezin of 3 and nefashis is a bezin of 23. That's not based on hatzol. That's like zeris hakosim. This is 23, that's 3. The other 9 are v'hitzilu ha'edim. So it says v'kulam einam nergim mishan yisko chutz miyasa mishloisha. The only one of the asara chilukim that applies to Ashara Niskal, to din in the Pashas of the Behemoth, is that you need a Bezna 23. The Pasuk says in Chumash, Kemisis, we learn that from the Pasuk, the Gambol of Yumas, Kemisis Habailim, Kat Misis Hashor, Ma Misis Habailim, Chav Gimel, Av Misis Hashor, Chav Gimel, that's only on the Nisper Hadayon, that you need 23 Dayon. But the other 9 chilukim between moments and the Pashas are all based on the Hitzilu. There's no Mitzvah Hatzol on Behemoth. You treat like Dini Mamanis. You don't treat it like Dini Nefesh is going to get to the Hitzilu Ha'edah, the Trust. So Nishkim Pikach Nefesh, we're dealing with a behemoth, we're not dealing with a human being. So the Gemara says, and by a Mesis, also none of these, by a Mesis, none of these Dinim apply either. Because by a Mesis, the Torah says, Lo Sachma Allah, Lo Sachasa Allah, the Hemshech HaGemara. There are about 10 lines from the top. By a Mesis, the Gemara continues to say, there's another Din. In addition to the Asara Chilukim, the Mamanis and the Nefashis, one is 3 verses 23, and the other 9 are the Hitzilu Eda, aspects of Hatzolah. Then the Gemara says there's another Braisa that has another Chiluk. Eim Hashivim is ahead about 10 lines from the top, and it says Tosefta Perek Vav, on the left-hand side of the Masoras HaShas. So it says there's a line in the Tosefta, Eim Hashivim is ahead in Zokim. Zokim means an old man who no longer has little children. So people who have little children, the children wreck the house and they make everything dirty and they make a mess and they destroy everything. And the parents can't be too makbid if they'll get too angry at the children, they won't be able to raise the children. So people who have little children are going to be softer. They're not going to be so strict. They're not going to be so stern. So if you have a zaken, a person is already so old, he already forgot what it's like to raise children or a soros, one who doesn't have any children at all. Nishayim about it. Sorry, one who cannot have children, Shana Bana, one who didn't have any children. So you're not allowed to have such a person serve as a member of a bezin and din in the fashion. Din in the doesn't make a difference. So he's a hard person, so he's not soft. So what? But in din in the fashion, you have to have Yitzilu Eda. Tosis explains, both on Argimar, on Gimel and Beis, and on Daflam and Beis and Manal, you can't say the Yitzilu Eda by din in the because whatever is a schus for one is going to be a chayv for the other. So that's not fair. And in din in the fashion, no one is going to be mafsid. If we'll give the fellow a break and we'll let him get off the hook, we won't give him the Einish Misa. Officially, we may give him, if we feel that it's necessary, we'll give him unofficial, that we'll get rid of him. If he's a danger to society, we will get rid of him. The Mishnah has later, you're starving to death, but the official Einish Misa Bezin, we won't give him. We say to Hitzilu Eda, we won't give him the official Misa Bezin. So by Misa, by ministering this Bezin, we try always to give him a break. So Misha Ein Lo Bonin, or Misha Huzokin Besoris, is no longer a soft-hearted person. So we wouldn't allow such a person to be a member of a Bezdin in Dina Nefashis. So the Gemara says, but in Shara Niskal we would, because in Shara Niskal there is no Hitzilu'ed. By Mesis we would also, the Chilufei and the Mesis. All the Asar Dinim don't apply to a Mesis. What does it say on the left-hand side to look on Lamed Gimel on the base? What's on Lamed Gimel on the base? The Gemara says also, there are Asara Chilukim about 15 lines from the top. The Gemara says, Amar Absini Barash, the Chiluf of the Mesis, none of these 9 dinim apply to Mesis. The Mesis, you need a Bezna of 23, like Shara Niskal needs a Bezna of 23. 23 is not an Indian of Hatzolah. 20 chilukim in halacha, din and nefashis, and the bezna 23. But the other 9 chilukim between mamas and nefashis that are all based on the hitzilu eda, so Rav Simi Barashi said the chiluk for the mesis. None of those dinim applies. Al tzvaker by a mesis. You're not out to give him a break. Dichsiv lo tachma lo sechasol. Don't give him any breaks. Rav Kana Masna, Rav Kana has a brisa which derives the din of Rav Simi Barashi from a different pasuk, the same din that on a mesis you don't give him a break, from a different pasuk that says ki harik tahargenu. What's the difference when you learn from this pasuk, you learn from that pasuk? The Torah is the same thing. The only difference is that you learn from that pasuk to that pasuk. The Or Sameach tries to suggest, Or Sameach al Rambam suggests that there may be a difference. What would the din be regarding Meviach? There are two different characters over here. Something wrong with this? There's a Mesis and there's a Meviach. They're two different people. So a Mesis is a Mesis Liyachid. One who tries to convince a yochid to worship Avodah Zarah. Meidiach is a Meidiach L'Rab, one who tries to convince a group of people to worship Avodah Zarah. And there are differences L'Halacha, it's a different Oynesh Misa. Is one of these that has a problem? Maybe there's no problem. And there's a Shaila, the Minchas Chinuch has a long discussion, how many people do you have to have that it should have the status of a Meidiach L'Rabim? What do they say? Two is company, three is a crowd. So three people is called a rabbin, or 10 people is called a rabbin, how many? He has a whole machlokes with the Mishnah's Chachamim. There's a sefer Mishnah's Chachamim, a commentary on the Rambam. I forgot already who said which way. So one of them said that you need 10 in order to be considered the special status of Mediach, that it should be a different Einish and slightly different dinim. And then the other one, either the Minchas Chinuch or the Mishnah's Chacham, one of them says 10, one of them says 3. It's all based on a sugya and gittin. The Gemara discusses there, how many people do you need that it should be considered rabbi? There the Gemara and Gittin Rabbi talking about a totally different din. Neder al-das rabbi. In Gansin a different din. There's a concept that a person takes a neder al-das rabbi. He says, I'm taking a neder or a shvua al-das rabbi. So the Gemara has a din, elo hator. You cannot be mata such a neder. Unless it's l'dvar mitzvah, the Gemara has a whole explanation why. The vos heist a neder shehuda go rabbi, and neder shehuda al-das rabbi. What's the definition of Rabbi? So that's a machlokes amaroyim in Perek HaShaleach, whether it's 3 or it's 10. So the Mishnah's Chachamim shtels to that Gemara, says it's not only a dispute in the Gemara, what's the definition of Rabbim? It's not the Geta Rishusiram Derai, so that you need a little more than 3 or 10 people. But when you get to other halachas of Rabbim, what's Haista Rabbim? So the Mishnah's Chachamim says that the difference between a Mesis and a Mediach, a Mesis Liyachid, or the Yechidim and a Mediach, La Rabbim, how many have to be in the group that is trying to convince the worship of the Zohar that it should have the status of Mediach? Should it be 3 or 10? Depends on that Gemara. And the Minchas Chinuch has a little twist where he shows it's not exactly so. You have to look at that Gemara. So the Yosameach raises the question, what would be the din by Mediach? He says it's also like Mesis, that there are no dinim of Hatzolah. Or maybe no, only Mesis doesn't have a dinim of Hatzolah. Maybe Mediach does. So somehow, I forgot about here, he makes it totally in these two psukim. So if you look in the psukim, he says that one of them seems to imply that it only goes on Mesis, one of them goes on both on Mesis and Mediach. Now, Kopan, the Gemara has that you sometimes require a bezna of 23, but you don't have the other 9 dinim of Hatzolah. That's by Shira Niskal and by Mesis. And sometimes you have Farkiat, you have a bezna of 3, you don't need 23, and you do require all the 9 dinim of Hatzolah. The Gemara says by Malkus, the Gemara continues on this daf. Right down the daf. Another 10 lines later. Chayvi Golius Minayin Agzereshav, Chayvi Malkius Minayin, Vaita Agzereshav, Rosh Rosh. Chayvi on Lamed Gimel on base. Chayvi Malkius is a Machlekes Satanayin in the first Mishnah. And that base of analysis, Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel and Hachamim, how much of a bezin do you need in order to administer an Einish of Malkius? So Rabbi Shmuel is of the opinion that Malkius Tachas Misa Medes, you need a bezin of 23. And we don't pass like that. We pass in Malkius Bishloisha. You can give Malkius with a bezin of 3. That's how the Rambam writes. The Rambam starts off the Perek in Hilchos Sanhedrin, towards the end of Hilchos Sanhedrin, where he writes about Malkus. He has a whole Perek about Skila, then Sreifa, then Herik, then Chenik, then Malkus. So he says, Malkim Mechol Mokam Bizmana, Malkim Bizmana Zeh Bechol Mokam Shiyesham Bezna Shal Shloshes Mokam. The Rambam says, although in order to give an Einish Mises Bezdin, you cannot give Mises Bezdin as Man Shein Sanhedrin Gderlov in Kaimam. The Gemara said, we learn that from the Pasuk, the Kamtavi Alisa Alamachim Alamisha Amachim Gorm. So that original Pasuk, Alamisha Amachim Gorm, does stay by the Zakam Amri. The Zakam Amri is only Chayiv Mises if he passed this against the Bezdin Gorlov, that when they, if they issued a Pesach when they were in the Lishkas HaGozis. If Mitzon, Boa Mitzon, Abeis Pagi Vihim Ralem, if he bumped into them on the outskirts of Yerushalayim, Beis Pagi means on the outskirts. But now Pagi means Poele Agudas Yisrael, but the Gemara doesn't mean it. The Gemara talks about Hamor. The Gemara talks about Hamor Beis Pagi. The Beis Pagi just means something that's Tzugachet, something that's on the outside of something else. The Hamor has a saddle, so that's called Beis Pagi. A city has outskirts, so that's called Beis Pagi. So the Gemara says, what if Mitzona Beis Pagi? The Zokim Mamre asked the Shiloh of the members of the Beis Pagi, they were in the outskirts, they're in the suburbs of Yerushalayim, they gave a Pesach. And then he passes against them. So the Gemara learns out from the Pasuk that there's no chi of Misa of Zakim Amr because it says Malam and Shamakim Gurm. Kamta Malisa Lamakim, Malam and Shamakim Gurm. So the original Pasuk Malam and Shamakim Gurm gratis says by Zakim Amr. But from there we derive that none of the Sanhedrin's Ketanim, no Sanhedrin Ketan of 23 anywhere in the world, there is a Sol Chutz Lars, can administer Misa's Bezn, Mizman Shein Bezn Agor, Yeshvim and Mekonim. Because it's one big court system. All of the Sanhedrin's Ketanim are kafuf to the Sanhedrin Gdoiva. So if the Sanhedrin Gdoiva is not Yeshvim bin Kaimam, then none of the Sanhedrin's can administer Mises Bez. So can you give Malkus Bizman Azeh? Zephidin would have been like Rabbi Shmuel, that you need a Bezn of 23, you need a Sanhedrin Tana. So there's no Sanhedrin Tana Bizman Azeh, because the Sanhedrin Tana has to be part of the big system, has to have a chief Supreme Court, they have to have a Sanhedrin Gdoiva. There's no Sanhedrin Gdoiva, Yeshvim bin Kaimam. The none of Sanhedrin can function as man as it. Most of 40 years, Abayim Shana Kadim Shechar Bahabayif, Kadim Shechar Bahabayif, called the Sanhedrin Yashvah Lo Bachanu. So the Gemara says, Lelamdach, what's the significance of that historical statement, glad history? So why is it in the Braise? And Avodah Zarah and Daches, Lelamdach, Sheloidonu Din in the Foshis, he can't be done in the Foshis, because Malam and Shamokim Gorim. If there's no Sanhedrin Tana, then there's no Sanhedrin Tana. But we don't pass in that Malkus needs a Bezn of 23. We pass in Malkus a Genuka Bezn of 3. You have to have 3 smuchim, but you don't need 23. So that's why the Rambam writes, Malkim bizmana zeh, v'chol malkim sheyeh sham. The condition is, v'chol malkim sheyeh sham shlosh smuchim. Nobody has any real smicha bizmana zeh. What we have is only imitation smicha. It's not a real smicha there, I say. Smicha has to be ish m'fiyish, ad Moshe Rabbeinu in Eretz Yisrael. The masmich and the samuch have to be in Eretz Yisrael. And that in Eretz Yisrael, it's only imitation smicha. We mentioned, that's what the Ramor, Yeridei quotes the Abarbanel, that the smicha that we give bizmana zeh, there's only an invitation smicha based on the Gemara later on the Abdallah. The Gemara says, Reb Yudah Nosi, Rebbe, made a takana, the Talmud al Yoyre, no Talmud should pass in anything, Elam Kein Noto Rishus Meirab. That's separate from smicha. Different, you need Heter Hayroa. You need Noto Rishus. But in Europe, they used to call smicha Heter Hayroa. That's what it really is. Talmud al Yoyre, not by the Paskin, and some Rishon, the Ran quotes of Shad al Yoyre shouldn't be a teacher, shouldn't be a Malamed in a day school or in a yeshiva. Unless he has rishus from the Rebbe, and the Rebbe checked him out to see that he has a good chitach hadibur. Because that's what the Gemara, that Tzelt HaMaisa, that there was a Talmud who knew all the dinim, but he didn't have a good chitach hadibur, couldn't speak well. So when he said a shir, the Balabata misunderstood what he said because of his lisp, or because of his slurring of the words. A big kilkul came out. So after that story, Rebbe, Rabbi Yudah HaNasa, made a takana, Talmud al Yoreh, no one should give a shir. Horah shouldn't be a moreh. Unless he has Heter Hayroa, they gave him permission to pass, and they checked that he knows the information that he's supposed to know, and he knows how to deliver the, he knows how to speak clearly, and to convey the dinim properly to the listeners, to the Talmid. So that's what the Rambam writes, that Malkin is mana zeh b'chol mokam sheyeh sham shlosh smuchim. We don't really have the shlosh smuchim. But theoretically the Rambam writes, he could give Malkus b'zmana zeh, despite the fact that there's no Sanhedrin there. So Malkus, we pass from Allah, is sufficient with a Bezn of 3, you don't need 23. So from the Asara Chilukim, Shebei Mominus Nefoshes, Malkus is not the same as Nefoshes. Malkus does not need 23. But when you get to the 9 Chilukim, the 9 other Chilukim that are based on the Hitzilu Eder, the Gemara says they do apply. It applies to Chayvi Golias and applies to Chayvi Malkus. That's the Gemara Alam and Gimel on base. It does apply. Because there is an Inin. There is an Inin of the Hitzilu Eder. By Malkus also, just like there's an Indian of the Hitzil Hoedah by Dini Nefashis. The Minchas Chinuch has over here. I remember when we learned Sanhedrin, the Rav said over a lot of Minchas Chinuch. So here, there's a sharp Minchas Chinuch effect, Akasha. If Malkus is sufficient with a Bezna of three, so let's say there's going to be a split vote in the Bezna. So there's going to be 2-1. So you go Basa right, 2-1, like in Mominus. If Bezna 3, so you can follow right, 2-1. So the two will win. So in Mominus, then is whether Lechiyuv, whether to say Reuven owes the money to Shimon, Reuven does not owe the money to Shimon, so a Rav of Echad is sufficient. But in Misa, the Mishnah has, that's one of the chilukim between Mominus and the Fashis. That in order to give Einish Misa, it says, Laisiyya Achrei Rabim Leroos. You're not allowed to give an Einish Misa based on a simple Rav. You have to have a Rav of Shnayim. You have to have a Rav of two. So if you have, let's say, a Bezna of 23, so if it's going to be a split vote, 12 to 11, when will you follow the 12? So it depends. If the 12 say Pater from Misa, the 11 say Chayiv, so then to Pater, from Misa, that's sufficient with a Bezna, with a Rav of Echad. But if the 12 say Chayiv Misa, and the 11 say Patna from Misa, so you cannot give an Einish Misa based on such a slim majority of one, you have to have a Rav Shnayim. You can't have a Rav Shnayim because it's in an odd numbered Bezna. You have to have 23 members in the Bezna. So you'll always need a Rav of Shloisha. You'll always need a Rav of Shloisha. You'll have to have 13 to 10. So it's always going to be a Rav 3 more, L'chiyah. Sometimes, once there's any idea, sometimes you have a Rav of Shnayim, in a rare case. But in a normal case, you're never going to have a Rav, you can't have a Rav of Echad to give Misa. You have to have at least a Rav of Shnayim. Masiach HaRam L'Roi is a simple Rav is not enough. You have to have more than that. And once you say you have to have more, so maybe you're always going to need a Rav of Shloisha. So the Gemara says, the Rambam quotes the Gemara, that all of the 9 chilukim between Mominus and the Fashas apply to Malkus, just like it applies to Misa. So the Minchas Chinuch Frek Takasha, but Malkus, you only have a Bezna of 3. So if a Rav of Echad is never good, L'chiyuv, so you have to have a unanimous vote. A unanimous vote to give the guy Misa, to give the guy Malkus, how can it be? So he comes up with an Einfall of a Teretz based on the Lashon of the Chinuch. He says, we all know that when you bench Mezumin, so if you have, let's say, 2 people had bread, and 1 person had cake, and 1 person had vegetables, so if you have a Rav of people had bread, so you can bench Mezumin. One of the two who ate the bread can bench Mezumin. What if you want to bench Mezumin B'Shem, you want to have 10 people? So you have to have a Rav of the Minyan who ate bread, and the Miut can have eaten vegetables also. So the Gemara says that it's not enough a Rav of 6 who ate bread, you have to have a Rav of 7. Why is that? The Gemara has a Losh, you need a Ruba de Ninkara. So the Rabbeinu Yoin effect Akasha on the side of the Riv, in Brachas, in Perek Shlosh Shachlu. So you see that what? A plain Rav is not enough. Yeah, you have to have it for something better. So when you have 3 people who want to bench a plain Mezumah without the Shem Hashem, so why is it that if 2 had bread, that's sufficient? That's not a Ruba de Minkara. So he says no. So the Rabbeinu Yoin says no. If you're dealing with 10, so 6 out of 10 is only 60%. If you're dealing with 3, so 2 out of 3, you just barely made the Rav. 2 out of 3 is 66%. So that's already better. So he says, so the Rabbeinu Yoin says, when you're dealing with a smaller number, so 2 out of 3 is a Ruba de Minkara. So the Minchas Chinuch says, the Sefer Achinuch and Parshas Mishpatim and Pasuk Losia Achrei Rabim Lerois counts this as one of the Taryag Mitzvahs, that you're not allowed to administer an Einish Mitzvahs Bezin based on a simple Rav, and he concludes by writing the Lashon, the Torah requires that you should have a Ruba de Ninkara in order to give an Einish Mitzvahs. So he said, Minchas Chinuch writes, Arab the Kashin, if you're giving Malkus, so all you have is a Bezin of 3. So 2 out of 3 is a Ruba de Ninkara. If you're going to have a Bezna of 23, if you have 10, so 6 out of 10 is not a Ruba de Minkara, you've got to have 7 out of 10. By benching Mezumin Basar of Hashem. If you have a Bezna of 23, and you're going to have 12 say Lechiyuv Misa, and 11 say Leftur, so Rav of Echad, 12 to 11, that's not a Ruba de Minkara. So you've got to have a Rav of Shnai. But he says, if you're dealing with Dini Malkus, all you need is a Bezna of 3, so 2 out of 3 will be considered a Ruba de Minkara. It's not a violation of the din. See, so it'll turn out that in Malkus you have all of the 9 chilukim. Should they mominus when the fashas apply the first chiluk of Bezna 3 versus Bezna 23, so Malkus is sufficient with a Bezna 3. You don't require Bezna 23. But the 9 chilukim that are based on the Hitzilu Ha'edah, Those that are based on Vihitzilu Eda will apply to Malkus. By Malkus, you'll never have, it's only a Bezna Tisa, you'll never have a case where you'll need a Roiv of Shnayim. But you won't be in violation of the din of only giving to Einish Malkus based on a Shvacha Roiv. It's not a Shvacha Roiv, it's a very good Roiv. It's a Roiv of 66%. That's a Ruba the name for it. That's Adam and Haskin of it. No, but the Gemara says that all the nine dinim of Yitzilu do apply to Malkus. Even though Malkus is another Bezna three, the Gemara has a Xera Shavir, Russia, Russia. No, that's the mocker there, that a Bezna of Sanhedrin to give Einish Nisa needs 23. So it says, Vishaftu Ha'edah sounds like 10 Dayanim say Chayiv Nisa. Vishaftu sounds like they're judging harshly. The Yitzilu Eidah means 10 people said, a minion of Yidnam Gezak that is Potter from Nisa. So that's going to be a tie, saying there's a shachas, they need 21. But in order to give lechumer, in order to give an Einish Misa, you got to have another one to make a Reib Shnayim, so you need 22. But 22 is going to be a Bezen shachas, they got to have 23. That's how the Mishnah arrived at the number of 23. How do you figure out that you need 23 dayan? But it doesn't mean that the din of Hatzal only applies when you have 10. No. All of the nine dinim of Hatzavah, Shebei Mammon, is Lenevashis, apply equally to Malkus, despite the fact that we pass in that Malkus is Bishloishah. You still need all the nine dinim of Hatzavah. So that's how the Gemara has Nachma. You have by Mesis and possibly by Mediach also, and by Shara Nisko for sure. You need a Bezna of 23, but the nine dinim of Hatzavah do not apply. And by Malkus, it's Punkfakir. The nine dinim of Hatzavah do apply, but the Mispar of 23, the Sanhedrin Tana, is not necessary. So that's what the Gemara has over here. Now I'm all getting back. I'm giving them a base. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Yeshia only requires the Bezen Noita in one case. Only in Dina Nefashis. Why is that? So Rashi and Taisus seem to learn over here in this Gemara. In Gimel Mavis, they say, because in Dina Nefashis you have Kama Vakama Chilukim. You have more than nine Dinim. The Gemara had more of that. The Zokin and the Saris, Mishem Abonim. There are quite a few chilukim between Mammonis and Nefashis based on the Indian of the Hitzilu Eidah. Try to give the man, try to give the Nidon a break. Try to acquit him. So the Gemara says, this is one of the Inyanim of Hatzolah, that we should require a Bezen Noita, that you should be able to pat it. See, if you're going to have an even number Bezen, if there's going to be a split vote, you'll only be able to pat it with a Reiv of Shnayim. You'll only be able to patter with a Reiv of Shnayim. You can never have a Reiv of Echad. We want to always, that's a Rashi Taishas and Gimel Meis, we want to always constitute a Sanhedrin Tana to administer Din Nefashis in such a way, such a Mispar Adayanim, an odd number of Dayan, that it should be possible to acquit him with a Reiv of Echad. So mainly you need a Bezen Neutner. If you have a Bezen Shokul, you'll never have a Reiv of Echad. You'll always need a Reiv of Shnayim. You always want to have an opportunity to give such a break to the Nidon. So that's Rabbi Yoshiya Shita, that the halacha that requires a Bezen Noita is written in Parshas Mishpatim and not Pasuk that speaks about Din and Nefashis. It's only a Din, Din and Nefashis. It's one of the halachas of Hatzomah, one of the many halachas of Hatzomah. There's a discussion in Yerideya, let's say, when a little chazashmaltz falls into kosher soup. So the din is that you need shishim. Okay. So in Yerideya it says that sometimes the shishim is needed min ha-Torah, and sometimes the shishim is only needed min the Rabban. If it's min b'shein aminoi, it's a vegetable soup, and the chazashmaltz falls in, so that's min b'shein aminoi. There's a different, this is shmaltz and this is vegetables. It says basa shmaz lina, and the shem is different, and the tam is different, basa taimaz lina. So it's clearly mim b'shein aminoi, so you need shishim in HaTorah because we say tam kika derais. What if it falls in mim b'minoi? I'm making chicken schmaltz anyway. And a little chicken schmaltz falls in from the vein of chickens, from non-kosher chickens. Chazah schmaltz. It tastes the same, it smells the same. But this is treif and this is kosher. So then when it's mim b'minoi, So we pass in the Shulchan Aruch, there are different opinions, but we pass in the Shulchan Aruch that min ha-Torah it's batel chad b'trei, and the need for shishim is only with the Rabbanon in such a case. Whatever it'll be a suffix shishim, you'll say suffix the Rabbanon l'kul. If it's mimishenim mean you have a suffix shishim, you say suffix the Raisa l'chumer. But if the shishim is needed mid the Rabbanon, then you say by mimimina lach talach shishim is only needed mid the Rabbanon. That's the beginning of the Simen Tzadik Ches, Yerudin. So what is chad b'trei batel? How do you translate the words chad b'trei batel? It means you have to have twice as much hefter as you have iser? No, you have to have slightly more. You have to have a slight majority. You have to have a little bit more. So there's a famous mashor in Psochim. And after Mdala, the mashor assumes in Psochim that chad b'trei means kefil. You have to have twice as much. He ties down a tesis like that. There's a shver tesis that doesn't read so straight. So he said that that's, everybody knows that you need twice as much, he writes, and that's what tesis was alluding to. And the Achreinim and Yeriday, I'm not so sure where this came from. They said, maybe the Rabbanan you need twice as much, but Menatari certainly don't need twice as much. And basically, we really don't hold like that. It's a chumrah that we say that chad b'trei batel, when there's no tam ki ikir, all you need is chad b'trei. So we say, nikra din, you don't really need twice as much. You just need slightly more. The roiv has to have a little bit more in the hefer than you have in the yis. So Rabbi Yosef Engel has a discussion of that. Rabbi Yosef Engel wrote a whole encyclopedia that's called Beis HaOitzer. So he only printed Aleph and Beis. There's one Chelek Aleph is the letter Aleph. It's an encyclopedia of his chidushim. It's not an encyclopedia of what everybody else has to say. It's actually what he has to add on, the Shas and Pos, his contribution. So everything's alphabetically arranged. So he has the letter Aleph he printed, one Sefer, then Beis HaOitzer, the letter Beis, he printed half of the letter Beis, and all the rest is still in manuscript. They still didn't print the rest. I don't know what they're waiting for. Supposedly they still have all the manuscripts. They told me that they don't think anyone is interested in buying it. That's why they didn't want to print it. The Gemara says Rav Shela was Shishim, Satesha says it's Nimbimina there. Satesha says that whole story is only Nasmah. Because Nikaradin, Rashi holds it's the real Rosh Hashmur. But Taisa Stan, the Sugya's Rav Shela says that it's only an Asmachta because flesh and flesh is Mindamina. So Mindamina, you really don't need Shishi. You don't need Shishi, you don't need Meya. The Omach Leg, you don't need Shishi, you don't need Meya. Really, Minatar, you only need Roy. So the Mashua claims in the middle of Elu Oivrin, in the third parak himself, and he claims that you need Kefil. So Rav Yosef Engel has in the second volume of Beis HaOitzer, a long essay about this, under the letter Beis people Beroy. Talks about people Beroy, do you need Kefil or not? So he quotes a psiktif, he dug up a psiktif from somewhere, that says that dine nefashis need a bezna of 30. The Mishnah says a bezna of 23. Dine nefashis needs a bezna of 30. So he says, where in the world did this come from? So he says, he's going to explain where it came from. Pasha doctor. How did the Mishnah derive that you need a bezna of 23? We just made the arithmetic. It's simple. It says, v'shafta ho'edah v'hitzila ho'edah. In the end of Chumash Bamid, one parashas Maaseh. So the first Mishnah says, Vishaf Tuhei, this sounds like it's saying that 10 members of the Bezin give a harsh statement, the man is guilty of murder, he's Chayv Nisa. Itzilu Edom, Edom means 10. Edom Shafetis, Edom Atzelis, 10 Dayanim say he's Pater. No, 10 against 10, so it's going to be an even tie. So obviously there are more than 20 Dayanim. So you have to have more in order to break the tie. So how many do you have to have? So the Mishnah makes a Cheshbon like this. Well, you'll have one more to break the tie that will only go in one direction. If the 11 will say Pater and the 10 say Chayiv, so the Roiv of Echad is good. What are you going to do if the 11 say Chayiv? So 11 to 10, it says Roiv of Echad is not good enough. So you have to have a Roiv of Shnayim. So you got to have already 22 members with the possibility of 12 saying Chayiv and 10 saying Pater. But you can't have 22 members in Bezal Shokh because you got to have 23. So Yosef Engel says, obviously, he thinks, obviously, the psikta starts off the same way, but it ends off with the mashor. The psikta starts off, v'shof tuheidi, you have 10 dayanim say chai. V'hitziluheidi, 10 dayanim say pata. So 10 to 10, it's a tie, so you have to break the tie. So how many do you need to break the tie to go basaroi? You need kefil. Kefil is a mashor by bittel beroi. The mashor is talking bittel beroi. When the chazan shmaltz fell into chicken shmaltz, or when something fell in, a taruvis. So Rabbi Yosef Engel assumes it's all learned out in the same pasuk. The pasuk in Mishpatim that says, "Achrei Rabbim lahatus goes on bitul beroy, and it goes on ruba kukula when you're drinking arbekoses on Pesach night. You say ruba kukula, and it goes on hokamachar roiv. It goes on all kinds of roiv. Every roiv is a roiv is a roiv. Roiv is a roiv. So if the mashor says that you need kefil, you need a double amount in order to have bitul beroy, so then you need kefil in order to say hokamachar roiv. So if you have Eidah Shofetes, Eidah Matzeles, if you have a tender, you have to say Chayv, tender, you have to say Potter, in order to break the tie, it's not sufficient with one or two or three, you're going to have ten. You're going to have ten in order to break the tie. So he says, that must be the marker of the Pesik. Yeah, if you say like that, so then where do you ever come off? Where do you ever have a din of Rav Echad and Rav Shnayim? You're always going to have a Rav of ten. You're going to have twice as much. Basically, maybe the Pesik, that's what he claims. The Pesik obviously is representing a sheet of a different time. It was going on everything that we have in Shas. Doesn't say this anywhere in the Gemara that you need a Beznaf 30 for Din and the Farshas. There's no marker at all. And the Mishnah is not such a sheet that does, in the Gemara anywhere doesn't appear. It just says 23. But he has a nine file. He says that must be based on that Marashot.
So how's that
according
to the Marashot that the Din Darabonan is more common than the Din Daraisa?
What do you mean the Din Darabonan?
Because the Daraisa was only his own about the Kashishi. But
now the Mimino, you need 66. Because according to Marshall, you need
to change. In other words, you need
Kefil. No, Kefil is 2 to 1. Shishim is 60 to 1.
Yeah, but according to him, you need twice as much Hefil
as
you need.
As the Issa.
As the Issa.
But Shishim means 60 to
66%.
Okay. Okay, but Shishim is made more than that. Shishim is not 60%. No! Shishim is 60 times as much. Avada, 60 is way more than Kefil. A lot more. Avada. Avada. Apparently not. Everything is ganz and different. That's what he suggests, everything. The Pesik is clearly not like the Gemara, that you need a bezin of 30 for Din and Farshas. Rashi says we want to give it the hitziluhei. We want to give an opportunity of acquitting the nidon based on a roiv of echad. So that's why we go out of our way. If you hold like this Tana Rav Yoshe that it's only a din and din and farshim, we hold it's a din and every bezin, even a bezin to do smichas parham lovers of sigur, even a bezin to do medita segla rufa. A medita segla needs a bezin and an ain bezin shokel. But this Tana Rav Yoshe holds ain bezin shokel is only a din and farshim. So the Gemara says no. When you have a bezin. When you have a bezin of 3 and 2, it's a vote of 2 to 1, then you say, Ruba Kekuloi, all the dinim that we said, that we learn out, that's what they quote Rav Chaim, all the dinim we learn out from the same pasuk, Achrei Rav Nahatas, it tells you, Echbeis, if you find a little baby on the steps to the police station in a city where rave of the people are Jews, so you assume the little baby is a Jew. And if it's a city where the rave of the people are Nochri, you assume the babies are Nochri. There's a Mishnah in the end of Uktsin, Tinuk HaNimtzum, Mushloch in the street. The Gemara in the end of the first paragraph in Ksuba is quoted. So the Tinuk HaMushloch, if Roy Bnei Ha'ir, if the rave of the women in the city are Roy to give birth to babies, are Yisraelios, then the Vlad is assumed to be Yisrael. So that's a din of Hochem Achar HaRoy. Then there's a din of Bittul Baroy. The Chaz HaShmatz falls into the vegetables of the sun, that's Bittul Baroy. Then there's a din of drinking Arbekaisis, that's a different vote of Ruba Kukula. So what if you have a bezin? And the Bezna has a split vote 2 to 3. 2 to 1. Bezna split 2 to 1. So you say, Achrei Rav Nahatas, the Roiv is Mevar, that Mestama the Din is that Chayva, Mestama the Din is Pata. Whatever the two say against the one, so we assume that they're probably correct. But once you say, Achrei Rav Nahatas, Mestama that's the correct Psaq, we go a step further up Chaim as Masber, and you say that now Ruba Kekuloi, that the Psaq is now being issued by the entire Bezna 3. It's Kilu, all three members of the Bezin pask in the same way. All three said Chayv, all three said Potter. So it's not Kasha. According to Rabbi Yoshia, who says that you need 3 Dayanim, what are you going to do if you have a split Psaq? It's considered as if all three issued the Psaq. The Gemara is later like that. It's considered as if all three issued the Psaq. Because you say Achrei Rabim Lahatos, and then you say Ruba Kekuloi, so it's considered as if the entire Bezin issued the Psaq. It's such a Ni'iri in the end of Yumer. I wrote it here in the Mara Mekonis. I found it, I was looking, I think it's a Mohammed somewhere, I couldn't find the Mohammed. That's why there's a blank line here by the Mohammed in the Mara Mekonis. But I think the Mohammed says it before the Miri, where the Yes Kakasha, there is a Gemara in the end of the first Perek in Ksubas, and the Gemara in the very end of Yuma, the last Perek in Yuma, where the Gemara says, when it comes to Safik Sakona, Lehochu B'Pikroch Nefoshe Sachar Haroi. Let's say somebody is sick on Shabbos, and we're not sure if he's a Mesukan or not. The Rav is that he's healthy. He has an upset stomach. The Rav is he has a bellyache. So he'll survive. But there is a mute chance that he has something very seriously wrong with him. And he needs immediate care. And if you don't drive to the hospital now on Shabbos, there's no nachrim. If I don't drive him to the hospital, he may die. It's a far out chance. Or another case, let's say a person is a chayla mesukin, absolutely mesukin. He's so sick, he's probably going to die, whatever we're going to do. But there's a far out chance that if we'll drive to the hospital, we may be able to save his life. Probably not. The odds are 10 to 1 that he's not going to survive, but there's a far out chance that he will survive. So the Gemara says, Leholcho bibikuch nefarsha sachar haray. You're not allowed to go basarot when it comes to suffix akon. Even though it's only a chance of a 10 to 1 that he's going to survive, a 10 to 1 that he's even sick, the odds are 10 to 1 that he just has a plain bellyache, there's nothing wrong. You have to be choshish for the one, and be mechal Shabbos, eat on Yom Kippur, whatever the case happens to be. So the Meiri has a kasha, I think it's a Ramban, somewhere in the Malchamas. The Meiri has a kasha, maybe it's a Nida, I don't remember where it is. So the Meiri, correct, Akasha. So when you have, let's say, a case of Dina Nefoshes, a Bezna of 23, and 23, there's a split vote. 13 Dayam say that he's Chayv Misa, and 10 Dayam say that he's Potter for Misa. So what do? You give Misa. You have a Rav of Shloisha. Not only a Rav of Shlam, you have a Rav of Shloisha. So the Meiri, correct, Akasha, maybe the 10 are right. Leholcho bibikuch Nefoshes Sachar HaRoiv. How can you administer an Oynish Mises Bezdin based on a Roiv of 13 to 10? Maybe the 10 are right and is really innocent, and maybe doesn't deserve the death penalty. So obviously you do go bust a Roiv in order to give an Oynish Mises. So what happened to the Klal? Sofik Pikroch Nefoshes?
Because it's not a Roiv, the whole Bezdin said it.
Oh, so that's what he answers. There's such a Ramban like that also, I forgot where. He says, in a Bezdin with the Omdu Laminyan, the Halacha requires a number of Dayanim. And the Psak is supposed to be issued by the entire Bezna 23, so it's considered Kilu. The whole Bezna issues the Psak. It's considered as if all of them issued the Psak. That's what the Gemara continues to say Vaitam. We'll continue the next one, then we'll go back. We left that a line here, it's very important, but we're not going to skip it. Tana Rabbana, the second white line. Tana Rabbana, you have to sift it. Dini Mamanis Bishloisha, the repeat from the Mishnah. Rebbe Yame Bahamisha. Rebbe says no. Rebbe says you have to have a Bezna 5. It's interesting, on the bottom of the page of the Tosefta, they have different commentaries. So the Mitzvah Shmuel quotes a kasha from the Rashmi Kinan. That's one of the Balei HaTosefta who wrote the Sefer HaKrisis. Sefer HaKrisis says, Sefer on Klolim, on Shas. How do you know how to paskin? All the things that the yeshivas today, they never spend time to pay attention to that. So that's what the Sefer HaKrisis has, like the Yad Malachi has these kind of things. Prim Gadim has two little swarm about all the Klolim and Shas. We're not so rubber. What's a Kvala Prat? What's a Meribim Miyut? What's these kind of things? We usually just work on Svaras today. Nobody spends any time. So the Mitzvah Shmuel, Oy Salaf, the very first comment on the first Tosefta, the Frek Takasha, in the name of the Balotesis, the Rashmi Kinan, who is the one who edited the Mishnah? It's Rabbi Yudah Nasi. So if his opinion is that Dinim Amunis is Bechamisha, so how come he issued a set of Mishnahs and he doesn't even mention his opinion? Should say Dini Mamanis Bahamisha, Bahachamim Mamim Bishloisha. Why doesn't he mention his Shita? So he quotes from the Rashmi Kinan because Rebbe knew that his opinion was not accepted and he knew it's not going to carry too much weight in the later generation. So he said he didn't write the Mishnais, he wasn't the author, he edited the Mishnais. The Mishnais were already there from earlier generations. So the tradition always was that it was Bishloisha, not Bahamisha. In his generation he was outvoted. And he understood that he's going to be outvoted in the future generations also. So he didn't feel that it was right to put his shita in the Mishnah, even to bother to mention it as a shita sayachin, because he knew it was totally outvoted. An interesting comment. So the Gemara here discusses, where did Rebbe get the shita from? Dinim Amunis Bahamisha. Why is that? Zog the Gemara, Kideshi, Gomadin, Bishlosh. Freg the Gemara, Otto, Betlos, Milo, Gomadina, Betray. What do you mean? You want to be able to go Basaroi? If you have a Bezna 5, you'll be able to go Basarab. So Gemara says, if you have a Bezna 3, you'll also be able to go Basarab. It'll be 2 to 1. He wants to have a Bezna 8 then. Have a Bezna 3, it'll be a Bezna 8. Gemara says, no, because you need Gemar Din Bishloisha. If you're going to have a Bezna 3, it's going to be a split vote 2 to 1, so it's only the 2 are paskening. You don't have all 3. Only 2 are paskening what you want. Craig the Gemara, what are you talking about? What's going to be with Din and Nefashis? Din and Nefashis, let's say you need a Bezna 23. So if you're going to tell me that you need 23 paskening in one direction, so you should always need a bezna of how many? Of a 45. 45, so the 23 will be in one direction, and all 23 will be saying the same thing, and the 22 will be outvoted by the 23. So that's a funny kasha that it is. Sanhedrin Gedolah shouldn't be enough with 71, you should need 141. You should need 71 should be able to say in one direction, and 70 should be able to zogen fakert. So zogen fakert, so you'll, so the 71 will win against the 70. Or in order kadesh gamar din mishniach, or the hadik tana should need 45 in order to be able to make a gamar din with 23. So the answer is no. When you have a Sanhedrin of 71 and it's a split vote, the psak is issued by the entire Sanhedrin. I say acharav lahatas. We assume that the roiv is correct, and then I say ruba kakuloi, and the psak is considered as if it's issued by the entire bezin. So the same is true if you have a bezin of 23 and there's a split vote, 13-10. I say acharav lahatas. Then I say ruba kakuloi. Considered as if the psak is issued by the time bezin of 23. Kavos vila, so why does Rebbe say you need a bezin of 5 in order that you should be able to, if you have a split vote, you'll be able to have 3 saying the same thing. Well, you need 3 if you have 2-1, but all 3 together constitute a 1 bezin, so it's 1 unit, Ruba Kukula, so it's considered as if all 3. Mar says, no, he has a pasuk, he reads the pasuk differently, that's why. Not because he has a sheet that if it's going to be a split vote, the psak is not being issued by all 3. The psak is issued by 3. He darshan subsukim. Rabbi Yoshia said it says 3 times Elohim. Rabbi Yonison said it says 2 times Elohim and Bezin Shokul. Is how I know I need a third die. And Rabbi has a different Yafu, so that needs 5. Sure. He disagrees with Rabbi Yoshia and Rabbi Yonison. He has a way to darshan, he says. Elohim time of the Rabbi, the last 3 lines on the Dhamma. Elohim time of the Rabbi, Ashi Ashin Elohim is trey, because it says Yashiyun in the plural. So the word Elohim there doesn't mean one die. It means a minimum of 2, miyod rab mishnayim. So nemer Elohim lamata, v'nemer Elohim lamayim, lamayim lamata, shnayim, just like in the pasuk, asher yashiyun Elohim. It means a minimum of 2 dayanim, so to v'nik, about bayis alhu Elohim. You don't know whether it means 1 dayan samach, or 2, or 3, or 10, or whatever. But since the word Elohim in the Sefer Dekro, lamata, means 2, at least 2, so nereish it also means 2, so you need 4. And 4 is ein bezin shokel, so you need 5. So it has a different yafusa, so that's what. But it's not that he holds if you're going to have a split vote, the psak is only going to be issued by those members of the bezin who are masking. No! Once you have a psak, the psak is issued by all the members of the bezin. That's what Taisa says, a famous comment in Baba Kama also. We have a klal, Taisa Sanadat quotes it. We have a klal, there's a machloikis Rabbi Shmuel. Taisa's dima maskel dini mominis. The little Taisa's dima, this is a very important Taisa. Taisa's dima maskel dini mominis refers you to Agamar and Baba Basra Tzadik Beis, the first daf in Hamecha Peiris. There's machlekes Rabbi Shmuel, but the holchem b'mamon achar harayv, or ain't holchem b'mamon achar harayv. Let's say I have this baby. I don't know whether the baby is a little Jewish baby or Goyish baby. Someone adopts a baby from South America. A Moshe has a tshuva. You don't know whether the mother of the baby is Jewish or not Jewish. But the community that they gave it to you from South America, the roiv of the people on that. I didn't get the baby from Borough Park. I got the baby from South America. So the roiv of the people on that city in South America are not Jewish. So you go Basarayv, that's the Mishnah in Uktzin, that you go Basarayv. And it's not in Uktzin, it's in Makhshirin. Mishnah is in Makhshirin. That you go Basarayv, if Roiv the people are Yidin, you assume the baby is a Yiddish baby, if the Roiv the people are gone, you assume it's a Goyish child, and you need Geir. So you go Basarayv in all the things. Let's say, I'm not sure whether this is kosher or trade. So if the Roiv indicates that it's kosher, it's kosher. The Roiv indicates that it's trade. It's trade. Roiv goes all over. What about Roiv and Dini Mominis? I'm not sure whether I owe you money or not, and the likelihood is that I do owe you money. The Roiv is that I owe you the money. So that's a Machlekes Rabbi Shmuel. So Rav says, yeah, it says in the Chumash Acharav Melahatas, Loishna Dini Mominis, Loishna Isa the Heter. And Shmuel insists, no. Ein Hochem and Mominis Achar HaRoiv. Why? Because we learn out from a pasuk that Hamoitzi Mechaveiroi, all of Haraya, that's a Gemara, where is that? In Baba Kama, I didn't write it, Baba Kama Memvav on the base. The Gemara has in Baba Kama Memvav on the base. The Gemara says, how do you know that there's a din of Hamoitzi Mechaveiroi, all of Haraya? That if I want to be Moitzi Mom, so the Gemara learns out from the pasuk, where is that? Where's that pasuk? In the end of? The end of Mishpatim. When Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai and he told Yeshua ben Nun that he's going to be away for 40 days and he should task on all the Shabbos. So he says, in case there'll be a din terem, libal dvarim, yigash aleihem. They should approach, who is Yeshua and the other Dayanim, I forgot about it. So yigash aleihem, so the Gemara has a tradition, means yagish raya. Yigash means they should approach the Dayanim with the din terem. So the Chazal have an understanding, yagish raya aleihem. They should produce a raya. That this is the makkah for the din of Hamoitzi Mechaveiroi, all of Haraya. So So the Gemara picked Akasha. And that you need a pasuk. Lama likra svarahu. This is a hapasha to svara. You want to be mighty mammon? Of course you need a raya. How can you be mighty mammon without a raya? El is of the Gemara. I don't need a pasuk to say hamoyte mahaber olav haray. If anything is a clear svara, you don't need a pasuk. It must be that the pasuk tells me a totally different din. That ein is kokem elul atavei tchila. And ganz in a different din. Let's say you bring me to a din Torah. You say that I owe you $1,000 and I never pay. You come to the din Torah. So you start to present your case that I owe you. So I tell a dying just a minute. Before he tells you the story, I want you to know that he owes me $2,000. So the dayan says, no, ein is kaken elav tadeh tchila. If you claim that he owes you $2,000, you should have come to Bezin first. You didn't come. He claimed he came to Bezin first to complain. It's ein is kaken elav tadeh tchila. He's the taveya. He brought you to the dinter. So first he'll present his case and we'll paskin on that. And then you have counterclaims that he owes you $3,000 in return. Will be done on that case afterwards. First, what's the difference? Which one you go? The question. So that's the halacha. That's what you learn after the pasuk. But you don't really learn the halacha of hamitzah mechaveru l'farai because the Gemara said lama likra svarahu. It's such a compelling svara. I don't need a pasuk for that. So there's a famous Pnei Yeshua in Gittin, Perek HaNizokim, where he writes, although the Gemara says that you don't need a pasuk. And the pasuk mi balvam yigashaleim doesn't mean yad yishraya aleinu means ein yiskakem elav tavet chil. It tells him totally different. Then he says that's only what the Gemara says at that stage. And Baba Kama daf nevo. But once you got to learn Baba Basra and daf tzadik beis, and you see it's a machlokes Rabbi Shmuel by the halach b'mamon achar arov or ein halach b'mamon. Can you be mighty mamon based on a roiv? And we pass from like Shmuel that you cannot be mighty mamon based on a roiv. And the Rishonim add on, if you can't be Motzi Mamon based on, or you can't be Motzi Mamon based on a Chazaka either, because Ruba v'Chazaka Ruba, the Roiv is better than Chazaka. So if Roiv is not good enough to be Motzi Mamon, Chazaka is zicha no good to be Motzi Mamon. Can you be Motzi Mamon with a Sfek Sfekas, Agansa Machloikas, the Shachas, Maroch, Mu Maroch, half of the Rishonim hold you cannot be Motzi Mamon. In many cases, you cannot be Motzi Mamon, even though Sfek Sfekas would be good on Issa Kores, Sfek Sfekas is no good, Lhotzi Mamon, a lot of things. You're going to say that everything is such a glatta svara pshuta. Nothing needs a pasuk. Everything is so mistaber. So Pnei Yeshua says he doesn't believe it. The Gemara in Baba Kama Menvav that rejected this drasha on the pasuk. Mi Baba Amiga Shalem Yagish Rai. The Gemara said, I don't need a pasuk to tell me that Hamoytem Mehaveva Olavarai. That's Aliva the Rab. That Rab equates Mominis with Kolat Arku. But we don't pass like Rab. We pass like Shmuel. That there is a din. Ein Hochma Mamon Achar Arev. So Dosh Hashem Achidish. That the fellow who's the muhzak has the right to maintain his money. He can keep the money in his pocket until you bring a raya alimto. That a shvacha raya is not acceptable. That's how the Truma Sadeshin says. Reb Shimon Shkop and the Shari Yoshi quotes from the Truma Sadeshin. What's the getter of the din of hamoitzim mechaveru? All of why is there a din that ain't a hokum a mamon achar aroy? What's the nature of the din? So Reb Shimon quotes from the Truma Sadeshin. Quotes very much. He doesn't quote it from the Truma Sadeshin. He quotes the Kesef Livcha quotes the Truma Sadeshin. Instead of quoting it, he was honest. Kesef Livcha is a sefer on sugyas. In Europe, they say, Hungarian yeshivas, they learn sugyas. So they learn all the sugyas and shas that talk about the Holchum Mamon Achar Haroi. So the Kesef Livcha quotes all the sugyas, the Gemara with the Rashi, the Tesis, the Rambam, the Rakevet HaMishnas. He quotes, and you can make two pulim just by learning. And he quotes a couple of relevant achronim, not all. So he, every so often he'll quote that Truma Sadeshin. So Reb Shimon is honest, so he doesn't quote the Truma Sadeshin says. But that meaning that he certainly learned Truma Sadeshin. So he says, the Kesef Nifcha quotes the Truma Sadeshin that says that if I would have printed it, I would quote the Truma Sadeshin says. But he was honest. So Reb Shimon quotes the Kesef Nifcha quotes from the Truma Sadeshin that the Yisoid Adin of Shmuel and Halkum Mamon Achar Aroi is based on this halacha of Hamoitzim Mechaveru all of Harai with a Hei Hayidiyah. We need a superior raya. And where is that? That's the Shein HaGzeres HaKosu. So Pnei Yeshua says, that's this pasuk. Mi Balvam Yigash Aleim. And Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Hasinai. So he said, whoever has it in Torah should come to Aaron, Bechur, and Yeshua. Yagish Raya Aleim. Hamoitzim Mechaveru all of Harai. You need a raya alimto. You need a raya alimto. So the din is a raya is not good enough to be mighty mom. So Tosfos Frek Takashe, the same kasha that we just asked by Pikoch Nefoshes. So Tosfos Frek Takashe, what if there's a din Torah? And the Bezin has a split vote. It's 2-1. Two Dayanim say that he owes the money, one Dayan says that he's potter. So the din is, Shnayim Amim Zachai, Vechad Amim Zachai. Chai, 2-1. So you go, Bein Lechai, Bein Lechtut. And the Amim says, you don't need a Rav Shnayim. Rav Vechad is enough, even Lechai. So Tosis says that Kasha, Tosis in Bava Kama, Chav Zayin and Beis, says that famous Kasha. How can you be Mechayiv somebody Mamim? Based on a Rav, and the Amim is, if ain't help from a Mamim, Achar HaRav, so true, the odds are 2-1 that I do owe the money, but there's a 1/3 chance that I don't owe the money. How can it be Moitzi Mammon based on a right? So Taisus Kimat Beferish answers that. That's the Pashup Shat and Taisus answers. Since you have a Bezna 3, and the whole, and I say Ruba Kekula is considered as if the entire Bezna Kipaskin that he owes him the money. So it's not just that you have a right. You started off as 2-1. So Acharab Lahatus is Mevarer. We assume that that's Mevarer, that the din is that you really owe the money. And then, but there's one who says not so. So the answer is no. Ruba Kukuloi, that one is outvoted, and we swallow him up. The two swallow him up. It's considered as if he didn't say anything. It's considered as if, just like by the Beznam did in the Fasha. There's no Kasha like the Miri asked, Lahok with the Fasha Safar Harai. Had he given Einish Misa based on 13? But maybe the Miut is right, maybe the Miut, the tennis say Potter, maybe they're right. So the Miri answered no. The Psak is considered as if it's issued by the entire Bezdin of the 23. The same in Mammon, it's also the answer is like that. Psak is considered as if it's issued by all of them. So now the Gemara Freik Takasha, the last two, the first two wide lines on the back. Gemara Freik Takasha, what was the Kasha again? There was a Machlekes of Yeshi Rav Yonis, and how do you not need a Bezdin of 3? And Dina Mammon. So Rav Yonis has said the Psukim only mentioned 2 times Elohim, and the third dayan is known because they're in Bezna Shokhan. Rabbi Yoshi says no, he doesn't believe that there's a din of in Bezna Shokhan. Says 3 times Elohim, Elohim, Elohim. So all three, you add all three together, you need a Bezna. So the Mora Takasha, if you need all three, so how can a Rav, how come if two say Chayv and one says Potter, why do you say Chayv? But you don't have a Psak of all three, you only have a Psak of two. So the Mora says no, the Psak is issued by all, the same as over here. And din in the first is the Psak is issued by all of the 23, says now God, the Psak is issued by all of the 71. The same, we know the answer. But then Igmari asks, but who says that there's a din that you go basarai? If Rabbi Yoshiya claims that the halacha of bezn noita, ein bezn shokol, only applies to din in nefashes because it's an inyan of hatzolah, he tried to give him a break. He tried to give the nidon an opportunity to be acquitted based on a roiv of echad, based on a slim roiv. So that's why you need an odd number bezn. So in other words, that pasuk in Mishpatim is only talking about din in the Farshis. That pasuk contains the statement of Acharab and Lahatus. How does it say? The next pasuk. Masir Acharab and Lerois, Lintas Acharab and Lahatus. One pasuk next to the other. So if you say that the pasuk of Lintas Acharab and Lahatus, if you say Bezn Noita only applies to din in the Farshis, so that's the same pasuk of Acharab and Lahatus. So who says that by Mominus you go Basarayv at all? Just like the requirement of Bezn Noita is only speaking about Din and Nefashis, so maybe the halacha that Holchim Achar HaRoiv in Bezdin, maybe that's also only by Din and Nefashis. Who says he goes by Din and Mammonis? So the Gemara says, no, that's a Kavachim. Rabbi Yoshiya Maisila be Kavachim with Din and Nefashis, the Gemara says. That's on the first wide line. Ma'adach Din and Nefashis is dealing with a matter of life and death. Nonetheless, the Chumash says, the Chamiri, so come. Nonetheless, HaMachman Azil Basarubeh, so Dini Mammonis La Koshkin. About you go Basarev and Dini Mammonis. All you need is a pasuk that says you go Basarev and Dini Nefashis. But it's going to be Al-Kavachayim and you go Basarev and Dini Mammonis. Al-Pashat to Teres. So Teresis now has this famous Kasha. If that's such a Pashat to obvious Teres, so how come we don't Paschal like that? The din is, whenever you're Mesupik, if the person is Chayv Isa or not, you go Basarev. Any Sufik, what is it? What's the sugya in the first perik and chulin on Daf Yud Aleph? The Gemara has a sugya. How do you know that you go basar roiv? So the Gemara says, well, it says in the pasuk acharav lahat. The Gemara says, no, that's a ruba deisa kaman. You have a bezna of 23 dayanim sitting there. 13 dayanim say one way, 10 dayanim say the other way. So that's called a ruba deisa kaman. How do you know you even go basar ruba deisa kaman? So the Gemara says, pashut. It says in the chumash loisirtzach, and it says that one who murders somebody else is chayv misa, gets a death penalty, and is a din. That if I killed somebody who was an Adam Treifa, then I'm not Chayv Misa, because we say Gavra Ketila Kota. An Adam Treifa is considered like a Gavra Ketila, as if I killed a person who's dead again. He's not dead. Adam Treifa is still Chayv Mitzvah, it's called Man that he's alive, and Mechal Shabbos to extend his life also, And you have to extend his life to the extent that it's possible. But with respect to Ritzicha, Hahorag is Hatreifa, it's possible because Gabrik Tilokotva. So how do you ever know, I shot the person, I cut off his head. How do you know maybe there was a Nekev from Mokum Sayyid? Maybe there was a Nekev. So the Gemara says, obviously, go Basarag. Most people do not have a Nekev from Mokum Sayyid. So you go Basarag. So you see clearly that you give an Oynish Mises Bezen based on the Rav. The Rav Bnei Odom are not Treifa. So if you can, so why not say a Kal V'chaim Madach, you give Oynish Misa based on a Rav. So certainly Mosa, you should make a person Chayiv Mamon based on a Rav. If a roiv is good, the Gemara says over here, if a roiv is good in the Sanhedrin to give Einish Misa, the roiv is certainly good in the Bezna 3 to be Mechayiv Mamon. That was the Gemara's called Chaim and Adav. So say the same roiv to be Mevar the facts of the case. If you don't know whether Reuven is Chayiv Misa or not, whether he killed a Gavik Tila or not, so you go bust a roiv that he didn't kill a Gavik Tila. So if there's a suffix, if you owe me $1,000 or not, also be Mevar the facts of the case. Based on the roiv, that's Taisus Kash. Tema for a Taisus, Dini Mamon is. So we say Tema, famous Kasher, Rav Shimon, and Shari Yosha has a long essay, an important parak on this place. Many, many Akrayim have. Shev Shmaitz has also a lot. Tema, then in Baba Basra, you pass like Shmuel against Rav. Hilchasaki Rabbi, Suriki Shmuel Bedini. So this is Dini Mamun, as we pass against Ein Hochma Mamun Achar Haroi. Practice is Vamaila Nailat in Kalachan and Dini Nefashis. The law is that you go Basaroi. You do go Basarayv in Din and Nefashis to give an Einish Misa. So if you administer Misa, you're Mevar the fact of the case based on a right. So why can't you follow a right to be Mevar the fact of the case in Din and Mamanis? The Ein Laimei shouldn't say that Din and Nefashis Gufi, Lai has Din and Basarubi, Berubi the Leisa Kamon, only a Rubi the Isa Kamon. You shouldn't say that the different kinds of Rubi. So Taisa is not true. The original Pasuk in Chumash about the 23 Dayanim sitting around and they're voting 13 to 10. That the Gemara calls a Ruba Disa Kamon. But if you're discussing an abstract, I shot the man to death and we don't know, maybe he was a traitor. We're going to check the dead body, we're going to check the body to see. It's not going to help. Maybe I shot him, maybe at that spot in his heart, he had a traitor there. Dilabamakam Sayyid Nekavaba. So the Gemara says you go bust a rive. That's not a Ruba Disa Kamon, that's a Ruba Disa Kamon. That's a physiological rive. And we know that rive bin Yodim throughout all the generations are not traitors. Not that we know what the facts are. So you see the Feirish that you go both, there are both Ruba the Yisa Kamon and Ruba the Leisa Kamon is good by Din and Nefashis. Lechiv, Lahanish, Anish, Misbez. So you should go both all Rubas, Yisa Kamon, Leisa Kamon, every Rav should be good, but Din and Mamon is as well. That's Taisus Kashi. So Taisus comes up with a whopper of an answer, Nachanami. It's true, yes. The only Rav that's no good by Din and Mamon is such a Rav that's taken no good by Din and Nefashis. There are some Ravs that are no good by Din and Nefashis. But any rive, that's good. There are many kinds of rive. There's a rive 99.99, that's a very good rive. Then there's a rive that's made by the skin of its teeth, 51%, 50.001. So it's also a rive speaking to it. You say in a dime, this rive to that dime. You have different, Alpi Allah, you have different categories of rive. You have rive with a miyotamot, and rive with a miyotchenamot, and you have a miyuta and a miyuta. Different categories of rubies. And you have a rive of echad mini yalaf alfi Allah, in which the Chassam Sofer talks, different categories of rive. So Taisus says, this Taisus, Shev Shmaita points out Taisa Bar Kama doesn't say that. But this Taisa says with Tzvichim Loimar that Rav and Baba Basa Daf Tzadik Beis that we pass from like Shmuel that is no good Lahotzi Mamen, that's a weaker Rav. That's not such a good Rav of 99%. Any Rav that's good in the Foshis is good in Mamenus also. Tzvichim Loimar, the Ruba, the Rav, Yanzabni, most people buy an animal in order to plow with it, not to Shechta. The Gemara has, I went to the store, I went to the farm and I bought an ox. I didn't say what I want to shech the ox, I wanted to work with the ox. I buy an ox, then it's a wild animal. It's crazy, so I can't do any work with it. So the balabas says, sorry, I thought you're making a chasana, I thought you wanted to shech it. So the shech it does make a difference, but it's wild or not. I say, no, what are you crazy? Most people don't buy for chasana. The chasana is being catered. I'm not going to cook the flesh for the wedding. I'm a farmer, I need the behemoth that I should do plowing. And right people buy behemoths for plowing. So the merchant, the one who sold me ox, says, I'm sorry. And hold for a moment, after arrive, if you wanted to buy it for plowing, you should have told me that you wanted for plowing. You didn't tell me. So I assumed, I had the right to assume that you're from the Miut Bnei Adam, and the Rav, the Ruba, the Rad Yozabni, most people buy an ox in order to plow with it, and they need that it should be a calm ox, not a nervous, crazy ox. So that Rav is not good, Lahotzi Mamon. I can't say Mekach Tos based on that Rav. So Taisa says, it's not such a hot Rav. It's not a Rav of 95%. It's a rov that shekayotze bechveisa, 70%, whatever, different percentages. They don't tell you what the percentage is. It's a rov that kayotze bo such a rov, you would not give Mises Bezin based on such a rov. When do you say you can administer Mises Bezin based on a rov? If I shot the guy to death, or I stabbed him to death, and we don't know, maybe there was a treifus over there. Come on, how many people? Even people who have treifus, poof, it's going to be where I stabbed him or I shot him. That's one chance in 50,000. So that's such an overwhelming rov. Such a rov is good lahotzi mamon also. Such a gevaldige rov. But if it's a rov b'chvei 70%, just like it's no good by dinin nefashah, it's no good by dinin mamon nesidah. That's what this Tosfos says. Tzrichim loyim adiruba l'radi zabni l'choshet kehanach ruba. Not as strong as another rov. Hilkal faisam chinanach ruba b'dinin mamon. What's pshat in Tosfos? Rav Shimon explained, in Isa Behefer, if you're discussing whether the babies, we found the Tinaka Nimtza Mushloch for ear. I don't know if the babies are Yiddish, Tiagoyish, so you go bust the rabbi, even it's only a rabbi 51%. You go bust the rabbi. No, look, it has to be Ruba de Ninkra, Niu Chena Motsu, doesn't have to be 60, 70, 80, 90, 95%. 51% of slim rabbi is good enough. In Isa Behefer also. I don't know whether it's kosher treif. 51% is also good. But you have two areas of halacha where we have a consideration where we don't want to, we really don't want to follow right. In Dina Nefashis, we're concerned, shteitach v'hitzil ho'edim, we try to give a break. That's the Gemara later, Samach Tes, that says this book. It says v'hitzil ho'edim, Samach Tes Mara, so v'hitzil ho'edim, trying to be mahatach v'schus of the nidon, so you really should follow right in order to give him an Einish Misa. And also in Dina Mamen, shteitach, Shteitach Adin, Hamoitzi Mehavera, all of her raya, you need a raya, but a hey hayidiyah, a raya alimto, you need a better raya. So whatever is a shracha roi in the fashis that I say, v'hitzila ho'edah, let's ignore that roi, that's not strong enough. V'hitzila ho'edah dictates to us, you need a stronger roi. So just like indeed in the fashis I say, v'hitzila ho'edah, you need a stronger roi, so then Dini Mamanis, for two different reasons, and not the same reason. And Dini Mamanis, I would require a stronger roi because of the postik. How happens the pasuk again? Nibal dvar migash alein yagish raya alein. That hamotzi mechavera all of her raya need a raya limta with a hey haydia. So a raya limta means a superior right, 75% right. Less than 75% right wouldn't be acceptable. A moment is because you need all of her raya because he's a muchzer. And kayotze b'zend did in the poshes less than 75% he wouldn't accept because behitzila hoy. Try to be mahatov b'skus. That's what this Tosfos says. They have an asterisk. And they tell you to look in the Tosfos in Bava Kamma from Zayin on the base. That's the famous Tosfos that the Shev Shmaitzer says. It's obvious that the Tosfos in Bava Kamma is not at all saying the same thing as this Tosfos. This Tosfos said they're the same. The Mamanas and the Farshas are the same, but Rav Shimon spelled that for two different reasons. Bottom line is the same. You got to have a chvei 75% right. In the Farshas, you need such a high right because of the Hitzilo Eidah, the Havamina from Das Samachtes, which is accepted partially. That's why you need a right valimta, a stronger right. A shvacha rov is not accepted. In Mamanis, you need a stronger rov because of the Trumas Hadeshin's Kneish, Hamoitim Chavei, all of Haraya, Raya Alimta. The Tosfos Mavu Kamma does not say like that. The Tosfos Mavu Kamma says, any rov is good for nefoshes. You can give the guy Einish Mitzah based on a shvacha rov also. It doesn't have to be a 75% rov. And nonetheless, when it comes to the Moitzi Mamin Zayin, the Yad HaMukzah, that's halacha. We learn from the pasuk that there's an institution of muhzuk, that a person who owns property, there's a concept of shaloi u'birshusoi. If something is shali, but it's gegamvit, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, gozov behema. The Gemara has a member of Rabbi Yochanan, Baba Kama, Baba Mitzir, gozov behema, nisyasha abayim menu, shnei menu mechen lahadish, zelo fisheni shaloi, zelo fisheni bishusoi. To be a full balam has to be shali u'birshusoi. So what if it's not Shali? What if I have something in my Rishus? It's Rishusi. I claim that it's mine. We're not sure who it belongs to. So we learn out from this pasuk, Libal Gram Yigash Alein, Yagish Rai. We learn out a new concept, the concept of Mukhzot. The one who has it, Rishusi, we learn that from a different pasuk, that even that's a different Rasha. Even if I own property, if it's Shali, but it's any Rishusi, I'm not a full buyer. Let's learn that from a different pasuk. Let's learn that from the pasuk. It says in Mishpatim, the good of the base of Ish, the loving base of Haganav, that Haganav and Haganav doesn't pay kapo. Let's say Reuben stole something from Shimon. And Levi can't stand Shimon either. Nobody likes this guy Shimon. Must be the rogue, the local rogue. Nobody likes him. So Reuben stole something from Shimon. And Levi knows that the police are going to catch up to Reuven, and they're going to get it, and they're going to give it back. So he wants to, Levi wants to make sure that Shimon never gets it back. So he goes and he steals it from Reuven in order to be mafsa Shimon. He's not being mafsa Reuven, it doesn't belong to Reuven. He's stealing it here. Againim and Aganim, he wants to be mafsa Reuven. He wants to be mafsa the original Igna. So the Mishnah says he doesn't pay kefal. Because it says, the good in the face of Ish, the good in the face of Aganim. Againim and Aganim doesn't pay. The Gemara says, why? So the Gemara says, that pasuk tells you this, you say, this did. That if something is Shali, but it's ain't a bishus, because somebody stole it away from me, I don't know where it is. It's not. I don't have accessibility to it. My bailus is incomplete. In order to be considered a full Bible, it has to be Shali or Bishus. That's the pasuk we learn about Shalish. It's Machlekes HaTanoim, the Gemara says, Machlekes Rabbi Yechon Mishlochi. And we pass like Rabbi Yechon, who passes like that Mishnah, but we come, we're going to be Shalish, we're learning about Shagat. If it's Shali, Bein Bishus, I'm not a full Bible. Now we learn out from this pasuk another thing. What if I have something Bishusi, we're not sure if it's Shali. I have it in my pocket, and I think that I claim it's mine, or I think that it's mine. I say it's Vada in mine, I say maybe it's mine. So you can't say it's Shalit, we don't know, but it's Bishusi. So that's a pasuk that tells me a new Chidish Din, that's called Mukhzar. And the Shittim Kubetzis has on the last daf in the first parak in Ksubis, Rishav Shmaitzis quotes all of this, Shita points out in the last daf in the first parak in Ksubis that this new Gzeres HaKosuba Mukhzar gave to Aram by Yidin, by Yisraelim. If the Yisrael has property that he claims is his, or claims that it may be his, the Tainas Bari, Tainas Shema, that's called the Mukhzav, and we have a din, Hamoytza Machaber Allah Farai, need a Raya Limta. If a Nochri has money in his pocket, everyone would agree with the Rav, that a Roy is good, Lahotzi Mammon, and a Chazaka is good, and a Sfeik is good, whatever the rules and regulations are, Kola Tarakula, it's the same to be Mighty Mammon from a Nochri, because a Nochri doesn't have the Kiddush din. Nibal Bram Yigash Allah in Yagash Raya Lema, a new concept of Mukhzav. That's a Haychocha. Shidim Kubetzis has a chacha from the Gemara that it's a chiddush din, this concept of mukhzor. So the Taisa says there, like this Trumas Adeshin, the whole halacha of Ein Halchum Amar Menachar Arai is a special din because Hamaytzim Mechaveiroi, all of Harai, whoever is mukhzor, is entitled to hold, to continue holding on to his money because of the fact that he's mukhzor, unless you'll show a Raya Limta. So if there's no Raya Limta, you can't pick Maytzim Mammon. So the Taisa says that's only a special din in Dini Mammonis. It doesn't apply. Didn't enforce it. What are you going to say? He said, "Achrayim es kakasha, I bought his mukhzah kind of life." What kind of a kasha? The Ksais, I think, Ksais's brother has in the end of the Ksais Achayshin. There's a long kuntres hasfeik. It's written by the brother of the Ksais. So he talks about this kasha. So nishkin kasha. There's no such concept of mukhzah on my life. The pasuk was mukhzah. You have to have a pasuk to be mukhzah. The whole concept of mukhzah. And Shidim Kovetz says it's only be Yisrael, not be Umasoyla. There is nothing. There is no concept of mukhzah. That possession is 9/10 of the law is only by Israeli. There is no such din by nothing. Possession is not 9/10 of the law by the nothing. Special din only mukhzak, only indeed in moments. Indeed in the fashion, what should I have to say? What do you mean you mukhzak on your life? It's not mukhzak on his life. Mukhzak is only a concept. A moment is something is bushusi, and you're misiltik if it's shali. So I say, Hamoytza Mahabe Alavarai. That's what Taisus writes in Bava Kama. That's the Taisus in Bava Kama. Not like our Taisus. That Taisus says that if the percentage of the roi that's required for nefroshes is the same as the percentage that's required for mammonis, except it's a high percentage, a weaker roi, even though a roi with kalat arkula would be good, even a 51% roi, but something less than 75% would not be accepted, not by nefroshes, not by mammonis, for two different reasons. By nefroshes, because you need vehitzilu hoedah, so you jack it up, you need a higher roi, and by mammonis, you need a higher roi, because of hamet machamer, all of her raya, with a hey haidi, you need a raya alim. That's our taste. And Taisus Bava Kama is the more popular Taisus. This one is not so Yodua. This Taisus that says that it's that you need a higher roi, both a mammonis and a fashion. Taisus Bava Kama is the more famous Taisus. No, the Taisus says that the halacha of Ein Halchum Mammonach is only a din in mammonis because he's a mukhzak on his mammon, and the fashion is not a mukhzak on his life. There is no concept as mukhzak on his fashion. The difficulty here is, I'll just mention it, next week we'll talk in Yoni Shuvah, but let's say the first year after Sukkot, I'll be away. I'll be going to Eretz Yisrael for Yom Kippur and Sukkot. So the next year we'll have will be after Sukkot on Monday night, B'tzayis Hashem. So I'd like to discuss the Rambam. There's a famous Rambam here that the Shev Shmaitzer talks about a lot. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Yisuri Diyo. So I have it here. Perek Tezlov Halacha Kav Zayin. The Rambam writes, that bin in the Mishnah in Machshirin. Tineka nimtza mushloch bo'ir, we found a little baby on the steps to the police station in a city that's Rubo Yisrael. So we assume that the child is Jewish. So we raise him Jewish, and we make him bar mitzvah, and we send him to the yeshiva, and we give him smicha, and we marry him off a Jewish girl, and he's the rabbi in the shul. And then if his wife is mezaneh, the Rambam says she's not chaydnis, because we're not sure that he's Jewish. Because to begin with, it was only a roif, and you don't give einish mitzvah based on a roif. The Rambam writes, royally, in my opinion, it's an original chiddush, the Rambam writes, royally, if it's a big city, a Medina means a big metropolis, and there's one Nachris, or Shivcha Knainis, who's Ruhuya Lahoilid, and we found that Tinakan Nimtza Mushlov Ba'ir, even though the odds are 999-1, that this is the Jewish child, and we raised the child Jewish. Bar mitzvah, and chinuch, and marriage, and smich, and yeshiva, everything, hakabak, liquid, and he got married. If Ishto is insto, you wouldn't give an Einish Misa, because how can you give Misa based on a roif? So the rabbi asks, what are you talking about? Of course you give Misa based on a roif. Shtetach digmar daf samach tes lady, follow roif, and follow chulin, dilma makam sayif, nekav havi, you don't go. Of course you go bas a roif and dina nefashis. What's the Rambam going to do with all the gemaras? Now tell her the gerang. So Belineder, I'd like to discuss that next time. The Sheish Maitza has a little bit. He has the haskal of the beer on the Rambam. He doesn't have the whole story, though. We have to discuss this. In this week's Devar in Parshas Hazinu, the Chumash has the pasuk, "Tu yilot chateshi, v'tishchach keil mechor lelecho." So the Mepharshim say Parshas Pshat. Teshi is meilosh and Yeshia, to forget. Like Yosef calls his son Nasha, "Kinashani alekim is kalamali," he forgot. So the Parsha Pshat is Tzu Yilot Chateshi, you forgot about the Rabbani Shalom, but Tishkach, Keel Mechol Alekot, Kefal Adover, B'milim Shalom. It's a repeat, the second half of the Pasuk says the same as the first half of the Pasuk. Saying the same thing, Shaman Talbisa Kasisa, the person forgets about the Rabbani Shalom and he sins. So there's a famous interpretation from the Dugna Magid, where he gave a Moshel that the Dugna Magid was going to his Moshel. He gave a marshal that a person owed money to everybody, and the time came he had to pay all the money, didn't know what to do. He doesn't have any money to pay, so how's he going to get rid of it? So he asked a good friend, what should he do? So the good friend gave him an answer, I'll tell you what, when they come, just act like you're absolutely crazy. Make believe you don't know the daytime, nighttime, you don't know anything. So they see you're meshuganah, so there's nothing to worry about. They won't be able to deal with you. They see you're meshuganah. So he tried it out on the first balchai. So the guy's crazy, so he went away, so he can't deal with the machine. The next balcha, it worked. Then he goes, he has no money though, he goes and he borrows money from his good friend. Good friend comes back a week later, says he wants the money, so he says, there's no snowing, raining, winter, summer. So he says, don't give me that shtick, I'm the one who told you that secret, you can't use that, I'm the one who told you this idea, you can't use that against me. I know that you're clawed, I know that you're not crazy, he's just putting on an act. So he says that maybe that's the taich in the pasuk. Su yilot chateshi. The Rabbanu Shalom gave us all the kerech hashikra, that we should forget something. It's not healthy that you should remember everything that happened to you. You have to remember the happy things and forget about the aggravating things. Like the pasuk says, hashishkachi sholo mirachem ben bitno. Does a mother ever forget her child? Father sometimes forgets. Will a mother ever forget a child? So the pasuk says, and even that might sometime happen. Gamelut tishkachna, the anochi lo yashtochet. The Rabbanu Shalom will never forget the Klal Yisrael. Rabbanu Shalom loves us so much more than a mother loves a baby. So then Yalkut Shimoni has the famous comment on the pasuk, Gamelut tishkachna, anochi lo yashtochet. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will forget the chet to egel that we said, Eila lehet Yisrael. Gamelut tishkachna, Eila will be forgotten. The anochi, the schus of Maimon Hasina that we said, anochi Hashem lekechon, we were masking. That we said when the Kabbalah Torah, Anochi lo yashkachech, he's never going to forget the schus of Klal Yisrael. In all of life we have things like that. We deal with other people, so there are things that annoy us and the things that we're happy about. If we're going to remember every single thing, so we'll never be able to act normally with it. We'll always have a love-hate relationship with people. We'll never be able to act normally. You like a person, it's a good person. It's a shaitz. You have to forget about the yavnos that they did. But Rabbanu Shalom decided that Klal Yisrael is basically a good nation, so he's going to forget about the chet ha'egel. It's not that it's unfair, it's not that he's nice upon him. We're basically a good nation, so he forgets about the yavnos. So all of life, you have to act like that. HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted within all of us a kerech hashikra, which we have to use in a healthy fashion to forget about aggravation. And we should remember the things that we're supposed to remember. So the pasuk says, "Tzu yilot chateshi." The Rabbanu Shalom gave you a kerech hashikra.
But Tishkach Kel Mechol HaLekach, then you go and you use that Kerech HaShikcha to forget the Rebbe Shalom. He was the one who gave you this Nida Taifa. All the Nidas that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us are wonderful Nidas. People have an appetite. It's a wonderful Nida. If a person wouldn't have an appetite, they would die from malnutrition, they would die from starvation. Some people use the Nida, they keep on eating and eating and fasting and gnashing all day long. So that's terrible, they're overweight, it's unhealthy, it's a novel B'shut HaTer, that's a terrible thing. Rebbe Shalom gave us all kinds of Nidas, a Nida of Gaiva. Nidas of Gaiva is awful, but if the Rebbe Shalom gave it to us, obviously sometimes it's a wonderful Nida. So that's why there's a whole, one of the Lubavitcher Rabbein, one of the previous Rabbein, has a whole Kuntris of Mayon. Mayon Yetzin Beis Hashem, it's all about the concept of Gaiva the Kedusha. There is such a thing, that a person, the Pasuk says, Vayigva Liba Badarkei Hashem, a person should be proud of the fact that he is a religious Jew. He shouldn't be nichna to the others. Let's say, Lo Yevash Mufnei Amaligim Olam, the first dip in Shulchan Aruch. The other people are not observant and I am, so I'm going to prava anivis, I'm going to be nichna to them. I should show them that I'm a religious Jew and I'm proud to be a religious Jew. Sometimes there's a mitzvah to have guidance. Usually it's an improper mitzvah, but it's not, if it were an absolutely improper mitzvah, the Baruch Hu would never have implanted it within us. All of the mitzvahs that he implanted within us are mitzvahs tayyibah. That's what all the Baalei Musar say. That's what they call mitzvahs. Mitzvahs means it has to be mitamot. Every mitzvah you have to know to what extent to use it. The Rambam writes that all the mitzvahs have to be used b'derech hamamutzah. You have to go in the middle. Except for gaiva, you have to go to the extreme. But gaiva also, you have to go to the extreme when you're not supposed to have gaiva. Sometimes you're not supposed to have gaiva. That's what one of the rebbes, I forgot which Lubavitch rebbe, calls it gaiva the kedusha. He coined such a term. Every mitzvah is like that. So that's what the pasuk says. Shikche is a healthy mitzvah like all the mitzvahs are. The Karin is certainly a healthy mitzvah, but sometimes unhealthy if you remember the wrong thing. The shikha, you have to remember the right things. So the pasuk complains about the Bnei Yisrael. We use the mitzvahs tayyibah that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us in the wrong way. We have to learn to use all of the mitzvahs in the proper direction. I wish everybody a good day.